Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Nearly 300,000 people will be notified that their drinking water has high levels of a toxin linked to cancer. Ishka Éireann will send explanatory booklets to affected households in 15 counties to let them know their water supply has elevated levels of trihalomethanes, or THMs. For more on this, I'm joined by Caroline O'Doherty, who's environment correspondent with the Irish Independent. And Caroline, you're writing about this today. So how does this toxin get into the water in the first place?
It happens, Claire, when natural vegetation and organic matter, bacteria, bits of living organisms and so on that are in the water sources. And remember, we get most of our water from rivers, so they are there. When they sort of escape the filtering process, so when they come to a water treatment plant and they're filtered out mostly, but some of it gets through the filter, and then chlorine is added to the water as a disinfectant, an important disinfectant. But under certain circumstances, the chlorine can cause a chemical reaction with that organic matter, and it causes a chemical compound called trihalomethane. So it's somewhat a natural substance, but it's not a natural composition, and it shouldn't be in our water, and certainly there are levels beyond which it shouldn't reach in our water.
So Ishka Éireann is obliged then to send this warning, is it?
Yes, this has resulted from a long-standing complaint to the European Commission and a court case. It culminated in a court case which the European Court of Justice ruled in January that Ireland was in breach of the Water Directive in allowing hundreds of thousands of people basically to be exposed to what they would consider unsafe levels of THMs. The difficulty is that case began with a complaint by the environmental group Friends of the Irish Environment in 2015. And by the time it eventually worked its way through the court, the specific water supplies around the country that were cited in that, many of them actually have been resolved. But as the court noted, other water supplies are now a problem. So it's kind of a movable feast. And the last time that Ishka Éireann, formerly Irish Water, notified customers that your local water supply has elevated levels of THMs was in 2018. So that advice, if people even held on to it, may not pertain to your particular area anymore. And there are lots of areas that it now should pertain to who don't know that they're in an area where there are elevated THMs, and they don't know what it means, and they don't know what they should do.
Mm-hmm. Look, we don't want to unnecessarily worry people, but this notification is going out because the THM level is considered to be a toxin in their water supply. Is that right?
That's right. And there are strict limits for how much should be in the water supply. It's classified as possibly carcinogenic. So there are studies that link it to cancers, particularly colon cancer, bladder cancers, also reproductive issues and intestinal problems. There's the health service executive has some advice at the moment that dates to 2011, and they point out that the scientific studies are not conclusive, that they reckon there's no short-term elevations or short-term spikes in THM shouldn't do you any harm. There's some question about maybe long-term exposure to higher levels. They're saying it's not conclusive. But, you know, water regulatory authorities, and particularly the European Commission, go on the precautionary principle, in which case, if there's a concern about it, then you have to eliminate the problem or certainly keep it within agreed levels. So the HSE at the moment, since this court ruling in January, is reviewing all its scientific advice, because does go back to 2011. So we have to see whether they're going to maybe increase their warnings or stick with the current warnings, or just we're not quite sure what they're going to come out with as their public health advice on this.
So Ishka Éireann are not saying to people, don't drink the water, are they?
They're not. They're not saying anything at the minute because we're waiting for this. They are saying that, look, we're aware of the problems and we're working our way through the various water supply and treatment plants where this has been identified and flagged as an issue. But as I say, it is a bit movable because other ones seem to pop up. So they are saying they're absolutely aware of it. And they're referring to what the HSE says. But as I say, the HSE's advice is currently being reviewed because it's dated now. It's over 13 years old. So, you know, there's a bit in flux at the moment. We're waiting to see what will be in the advice issued by Ishka Éireann. There is a bit of an urgency with this, though, because since the court case in January, the same environmental group, Friends of the Irish Environment, which started this process, have said, OK, so we're happy that the European Court has ruled that Ireland is in breach and really must take this more seriously. But that information is useless unless people know and are informed and can make informed decisions about what they do about their drinking water. So they've since issued a legal letter to the Environmental Protection Agency. There's a lot of bodies involved in this, who can direct Uisge Éireann to communicate with the public. So the Environmental Protection Agency have replied and said, we're not going to issue a formal direction, but Uisge Éireann have agreed and committed to sending out this information. So we'll take it from there. So there may still be a bit of legalities around that, because the environmental group are not necessarily happy, excuse me, that that will happen fast enough, or that it will be specific enough. Because they're saying, you know, will people be told, will the emphasis be on that it's an inconclusive health problems? Will they be told, as is on the HSE advice at the moment, look, there are ways that you can reduce your exposure if you're in an area, that you could perhaps put your own charcoal filter on your own tap, but obviously there's a cost and inconvenience with that. You know, that you could take shorter showers, because there is an issue with THMs actually being in the steam from hot water.
And you're breathing it in then.
You're breathing it in. But then there's an issue if you happen to be an unlucky customer who's in an area where you're on a boiled water notice, some small water supplies are, and you're actually being told boil your water for drinking for like 10 minutes, boil it vigorously, are you then exposing yourself that way? So there's a lot of issues to tease out. I mean, the basic response to this is we need to get better filtration in all of our water treatment plants where there's currently an issue.
Yeah, that's the obvious question I want to ask you, Caroline, just to finish. Is there a way to disinfect the water that doesn't involve the chlorine, a substance perhaps that wouldn't interact with the vegetative matter and results in these THMs?
Well, chlorine is you know, the long sort of traditional standard first port of call for disinfection, and it, you know, it does its job quite well. UV filters are UV light is actually put on some of the more modern water treatment plants, but we have an awful lot of smaller water treatment plants where that wouldn't be installed. You know, there is an issue. Ireland has always, as a body, when we've replied to the complaints to the European Commission, we've said, look, it rains a lot in Ireland, so the rain washes a lot of material into our water sources, so it's kind of hard for us to filter it all out. You know, we're also, we have a lot of peaty soils, which are full of organic matter that loosely falls into the water as well. So they're saying, they've always argued there's just a particular issue with where we source our water from in Ireland, but that, I suppose, does put the emphasis on then, well, we need to be, you know, the water that comes through the initial filtration system for disinfectant needs to be filtered within an inch of its life, literally. And that's, there's still upgrade works to be done on a lot of water plants to improve that.
Yep, back to that problem that we have discussed before in plenty of detail. Caroline, thank you very much for explaining all of that to us. Caroline O'Doherty there, environment correspondent with the Irish Independent. Coming up next, we'll be talking about the best cooking and food shows on television.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.